called and got my car covered before this huge repair bill hit.
If you own a car, truck, or SUV made from 1999 or higher, dial **1148 on your mobile phone right now to see if your car qualifies. All repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past. Just dial **1148 and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. Dial **1148 on your mobile phone right now. Call now to find out how you pay nothing for auto repairs. Dial **1148. That's **1148. Dial **1148.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Calling all Vegas Golden Knights superfans for the Terribles Game Day Giveaway. During all of Vegas Golden Knights home games, visit any participating Terribles location, spin the wheel, and you could win a Vegas Golden Knights Game Day prize pack worth over $1,000. Complete with an official puck signed by a Vegas Golden Knights player. Best yet, one lucky customer will win this prize every day the Vegas Golden Knights have a home game. Terribles Game Day Giveaway. It's only at Terribles. Visit TerribleHerbs.com for more information.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Nation's top public health officials emphasizing the importance of mask wearing even as some states relax their restrictions. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As COVID-19 vaccinations increase, White House coronavirus advisor Andy Slavitt cautions Americans about becoming complacent.
It may seem tempting in the face of all of this progress to try to rush back to normalcy as if the virus is in the rearview mirror. It's not.
He says CDC guidance still recommends mask wearing in public. Slavitt also says the U.S. is opening two more FEMA-backed vaccination sites in Atlanta and Chicago. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, federal safety officials continue to update their probe into the engine failure on a United Airlines plane that sent parts of the engine housing raining down on a Denver neighborhood last month.
The National Transportation Safety Board says a microscopic exam confirmed that a fan blade that snapped off had telltale signs of fatigue, tiny cracks caused by wear and tear. The safety board says the engine had been used on nearly 3,000 flights since its last inspection. After the February 22nd incident, the Federal Aviation Administration ordered that certain blades on the same model of engine be inspected for cracks before their next flight.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Federal prosecutors investigating the overseas business dealings of Rudy Giuliani have returned to the question of whether or not to charge the former New York City mayor. Among charges being considered is whether Giuliani failed to register as a foreign agent as part of his work in Ukraine. Decision among the first major questions facing Merrick Garland after he's confirmed attorney general. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Offer.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Stephan. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 304. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. State unemployment officials say fraudulent claims are slowing down the process of paying legitimate ones. The head of the Nevada Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation tells state lawmakers her office has received about 500,000 new unemployment claims since February, 95% of which are probably bogus. Since the agency has to review every individual claim which is filed, bogus claims slow down the office's ability to pay legitimate benefits. Agency officials say they need federal help with the fraud investigations, since many of the bogus claims come from outside the state and the country. Lawyers working to recover money from disgraced attorney Robert Graham are asking for more than half of the available funds for the legal fees. Las Vegas attorney Jacob Hellman and his firm are asking the bankruptcy court for almost $316,000 in fees for the work on that case since 2016. The trustee account currently has $528,000 in it. It was 2017 Graham pleaded guilty to stealing more than $16 million from his client's accounts to support his lavish lifestyle. As part of his sentencing, the once popular attorney was ordered to pay restitution, but the Review Journal investigation found that no money at this time has been paid back by Graham.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Expect heavier than usual flows on Interstate 15 northbound, especially past the Spaghetti Bowl, today, tomorrow, and on Sunday. It's NASCAR weekend, and the Speedway grounds can now, due to COVID-19 protocols, only be accessed from Interstate 15. Over 12,000 fans are expected.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Friday. Good to have you with us. We're going to be joined at 4 o'clock by Randy Thompson. She is the state director here in Nevada for the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB. We had a great jobs report, an improving jobs report this week. We'll talk about that and what it means for you and your family. Also, Mark Hutchison, former Nevada Lieutenant Governor. What's it like to make laws? This guy knows because he's the former lieutenant governor, and the lieutenant governor presides over the state Senate. And nobody knows more about making laws than Mark Hutchison. We've only made like three laws in Carson City so far. I mean, it's the output of this 81st Nevada legislature has been shall we say, a tad disappointing. Meanwhile, the Senate at some point is going to end up taking up the COVID-19 relief package. It will not have, I'm sorry to have to say this, it will not have the $15 an hour minimum wage. Sorry, but it's not. But Bernie Sanders fought a good fight, and I admire him for that. Good for him. Now, today we celebrate. It's the day we work all week for. It's the best day of the week. Buckle up!
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
It's Friday.
Oh, come on. You know better than that. Isn't this great? It's Friday. It's the weekend. It's a race week. We got NASCAR going at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. They're going to have like 12,000 in the stands for that. They're going to have another 2,500, I think, in the suites. It's going to be a race weekend. Today it's the trucks. Tomorrow it's Xfinity. And then the Pennzoil 400 on Sunday. I want to take you back in time just a couple of hours ago as they had a lot of debate on the COVID-19 relief package. And simply put, they spent 10 hours or more reading the text of the bill, all 628 pages. It was just bizarre what they did. But I want to take you back in time just a couple of hours as Lindsey Graham, from the he is the Budget Committee ranking member. He's the leading Republican on the Budget Committee. And I want to take you back in time to Lindsey Graham speaking on the floor of the United States Senate. Okay, I may not have that. I'm sorry. I thought I had that. No, we'll punt on that. We'll punt on that for a while. I do want to go to Bernie Sanders, though, just real quickly. This was what I labeled not going down without a fight on the $15 minimum wage. Bernie Sanders, this is cut two, and this is from just a few hours ago on the floor of the United States Senate.
Madam President, I rise today to offer an amendment to increase the federal minimum wage from a starvation wage of $7.25 an hour to $15 an hour over a five-year period. As I think you know, the Congress has not raised the minimum wage since 2007. And the result of that is that half of our people are now living paycheck to paycheck, and many, in fact, are working for wages that are much too low in order to take care of their families. So, to my mind, the American people, in poll after poll, in state after state, understand that we've got to raise that minimum wage to a living wage of $15 an hour, and I intend to do everything that I can to make that happen. And I will be offering that amendment this morning. But before I do that, let me begin my remarks by explaining why this reconciliation bill, the American Rescue Plan, that we are debating today is so enormously important that it must be passed, and it must be passed as quickly as possible, in my view. This legislation is the most consequential and significant legislation for working families that Congress has debated for many, many decades. Now, why is that? And the answer is that, as I think all Americans know, the last year that we have gone through has been in so many ways the very worst year in our lifetimes. That's what it has been.
He's right. This has been the worst year in a long time. Okay. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with a good friend and a guy that is always crisscrossing the state. I don't know where he's headed for, but he's on the road again. He is Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, and he joins us. Michael, first of all, where are you and where are you headed?
We're heading up north, Jeff. We were up there last night. We did obviously saw the presentation we gave to Secretary of State Sagasti. We dropped off the evidence that she says she wants for the voter fraud that took place. We had Republicans, we had Independents, we had Democrats, we had Libertarians in the crowd. So it was for all Nevadans, put it that way. It was a great showing. We dropped up 122,000 complaints, and that's just the first batch. We have more that's coming, so it's been great. So then we had to come down last night, and then we're heading back up right now. And I apologize for being a little tardy to the show. But we're heading back up to the middle of Nevada, and we have a couple more meetings there.
Where are you going to be in the next couple of days?
We'll be back. Actually, we'll throughout the entire state because we have presentations of the voter fraud that took place. We've been putting it to every county to show exactly what has taken place with this effort. And there has been a bunch of problems that have circulated and surfaced. And the more you talk about the counties, the more people are getting involved, and they just can't believe the evidence that has been shown to them. And nothing's been done.
What is it you want done? What is it when you hand over, thousands of pages of evidence, affidavits, and the like? What is it you want Barb Zagavsky to do with this stuff?
Well, I think the main thing is they need to do their job. They have to be able to get out and make sure that this is investigated. There was a quote in the Elko paper, I think it was. We'll get to it when we can, and we'll see what's warranted and what's not. So it was a very very off-the-cheek comment, and I hope they take it more serious than that. I'm disappointed that was their comment in the Elko Times. So when you look at something along those lines, I want them to do their job, first of all. They kept saying there's no voter fraud, no one's shown us voter fraud, so we dropped it to them. What I want, and what every Nevadan wants, is a fair and clean election. This isn't about the last election. This is about to point out that you have to recognize there was voter fraud. When we have people on video filming themselves committing felonies, and Barbara Sagasti says there's no voter fraud, that's a problem. When we have people that have voted that are passed away, and we know for a fact, and they said there's no voter fraud, that's voter fraud. Then all of a sudden it went to, well, there's no widespread voter fraud. Let me tell you something. If you're Starvis Anthony, how much is widespread? Because he lost his election by 10 votes. So you're telling me that is 10 votes widespread? You know, it gets to the point where they have to stop doing play on words, recognize it was voter fraud, one, and two, correct it. Here's the problem we have to have. Everybody has to come together, Republicans and Democrats in the legislature, right now, put the partisan aside and fix this, because no one's going to trust the electoral system right now. I don't know anybody, even Democrats that got beat out in the primaries, don't trust the system right now.
Let me just ask you, the argument we hear counter to that is, well, the Secretary of State, we don't have an army of investigators. We've only got a part-time person dealing with this. How do we do this without legislatively getting funds for investigators to make sure our elections are fair?
Well, I think it's sad if that's the comment, because that means you're not doing your job. So basically, just pass it over. If that's their comment, I don't have any help. Clearly, you do have help. You have money in the budget. There's billions of dollars coming to the state, so I'm pretty sure they're going to be able to do that. But something has to be done. By saying, look, I know crime's being committed, but I just can't look at it, who in their right mind is going to settle for that? Because, I mean, if you're Sheriff Joe Lombardo, who does a great job in Clark County, the last thing he's going to say is, well, you know what, I know your house is being robbed, but I just don't have enough investigators. No, that's he's never been that. You find a way. And the second thing is, stop saying there's no voter fraud, because clearly the evidence shows there was voter fraud. And if you're going to sit on this, we're going to have people start demanding. We want updates on it. This is the main issue. We have to have someone recognize that this took place and fix it. You can fix it. Stop playing political games. Stop playing partisan games. Fix this for all Nevada. That's what has to happen, Kev.
And yet, the only movement of anybody in Carson City is the move to memorialize the AB4, take it from an emergency measure to the way we do business in Nevada. Do you notice? Are there any Democrats that you've seen that have said, "Yeah, you know, you're right. We do need to look into this"?
No, there are plenty of Democrats that have said it, and that's the issue: is that we have to have people that step up and that step out of the shadows, speak against your own party. Because right now, the AB4, they said, "Oh, this is to make sure we don't disenfranchise voters." That was their whole premise. This is about emergency. We don't want to disenfranchise voters. Well, that bill did exactly the opposite. Because if we have illegal aliens voting, we have people that don't belong in this country voting, we have people that are voting from the graves, we have people that are getting paid to vote. Those are votes that are stolen from each and every one of us. All Nevadans. Not Republicans, Democrats, Independents, but all Nevadans. That's the problem.
Give me an example, one example, of the type of evidence that you're talking about. Is it a dead person voting? Is it somebody that's 132 that's voting? Give me one example so that people know what we're talking about.
We have a female that passed away from breast cancer 2 years ago. That her husband went down and found out that her vote was cast. She passed away 2 years ago. Blatant evidence right there. We have another gentleman where his father passed away. His vote was cast and counted. So those are just two evidence. And then I have the stuff on Facebook. It was actually on Facebook where you had people filming themselves committing felonies and nothing's being done. So that's the evidence is right in front of everybody, and it's plain view. This is something where you don't have to have a search warrant to go get it. This is stuff in public information that can be brought out.
And tell me what the Democrats are saying in reply. Is it just the simple talking point? Oh, there's no evidence of voter fraud.
Well, that was the same thing. And I was really disappointed to have Robert Stogastky do it and some of our elected officials that said, there's no voter fraud. Well, you've never seen the evidence. Now, and if you want to do a play on words, I get it. Well, you've never seen it. That means you never asked for it. Because in the courts, when we tried to present it, they looked at only 7 affidavits and said, no, we're not going to accept these. And never looked at any of the evidence on the court cases. So at that point, we kind of knew that where this was going. So we had to wait for the attorneys to clear it so we could actually put this out. And once that happened, we were able to start getting up. And then the Secretary of State's office says there's no voter fraud. And they're on tour to women's clubs and men's clubs. And then they said it publicly. And that was the final straw. So they want the evidence. We dropped the evidence off to them. We want to make sure that they had it. We want to make sure that every American that is in this country can look at it. We're putting up where to go find it and how to find it on our website, NevadaGOP.org, Nevada spelled out, GOP.org, and we intend to keep moving forward on this.
Is it going to take someone to go into federal court and actually file lawsuits and things like that? I mean, is that going to be the way we do this, or are we going to do this through our elected officials?
No, look, we're not going to let this. This is not going away. So, you know, I know the media and especially some bloggers, they want to try and make it go away. That's not going to happen. It's going to be something where they're going to look at it and they're going to have to acknowledge it took place and fix it. Because what they cannot happen is to have this move forward.
Wow. Michael, I know you are busy. I know you're on the move. Thank you so much for joining us. And you be safe, and we'll see you when you get home.
I should be back this week. Kevin, God bless you. God bless your listeners, man. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
You're good. Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party. He is crisscrossing the state, making a presentation showing you the smoking gun. That's incredible. Stay where you are. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
If your retirement plan is on set it and forget it, it's time you take control. Tune in to Financial Safari with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. For more than 25 years, Coach Pete has been helping people just like you plan for retirement. Join Coach Pete every week as he discusses topics like why your retirement plan should also be an income plan and how to make sure you're getting the most out of your 401k. Financial Safari with Coach Pete, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 5 p.m., and Tuesdays at 6 p.m., all right here on 670 AM, KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids with 5 simple truths. 1, you cannot legislate the poor into prosperity by legislating the wealthy out of prosperity. 2, what one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. 3, the government cannot give to anyone anything that it does not first take from someone else. 4, you cannot multiply wealth by dividing it. 5, when half of the people get the idea that they do not have to work because the other half will be forced to take care of them, and the other half realizes that it does no good to work because the government will take what they have worked for and give it to people who have not worked for it, that is the beginning of the end for any nation. I'm Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 369-1321. 369-1321, 369-1321.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Throughout the day, there's been debate on the floor of the United States Senate, the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill. I want to take you back just a couple of hours because Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, spoke at length on the floor of the United States Senate. I'll let you listen to a little bit of that.
But it'll also prevent people from getting into Ms. Fernandez's place. People who work for state and local governments who might be laid off. People who work for small businesses who might be laid off. Madam President, it is the job of this government during this evil pandemic to assist American families, businesses, and workers like Ms. Fernandez until this pandemic is over. It's also our job to prevent others from falling into the same awful situation that Ms. Fernandez finds herself in. It's our job to hasten the day when Americans can go back to work, our country can go back to normal. Our economy can come roaring back. We can reduce that awfully high actual 10% unemployment. That's what the American Rescue Plan will do. It will send direct checks to American workers and